Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Good morning, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and yes, very, very sexy people. Oh, you know, it's an overcast, almost rainy morning out here. And I just want to address the sleep thing again because it was so in my face this morning. I thought last night, you know, I've just got to get an entire night's sleep. So I took some melatonin and set the alarm for 7 so I'd be ready for you at 8. And it goes off at 5 a.m. I went, really? Really? Now, somehow it bounced up 2 hours. So the clock went off at 5 instead of 7. So I think, you know, I'm just going to accept and release all this need to sleep, because obviously we're still being told you don't need to do it so much. And if you want more discernment around that, I talked a lot about that on Monday's show, that basically we are expanding our brain by not sleeping as much. Go figure. We always look at it as a negative, right? So this show is on grief. Both shows this week were on grief and grieving. And so, of course, I'm so incredibly joyful now. And I said, okay, well, is that what I'm still supposed to talk about? Yeah. Well, what the heck am I supposed to say about grief? And it was incredibly interesting to me what came through, that grief can feel just like Christmas. Now, those of you who know me well know that Christmas is one of the most favorite parts of my year. I pretty much wait all year for Christmas. I start buying in January for the next Christmas. I have a Christmas closet. I so look forward to being with all my family and all the camaraderie and everything. So this really interested me, that grief can feel like Christmas. And when I went in for discernment around that, it was because both things open our hearts. And I thought, wow, both things open our hearts. And it's true. When we go into grieve for a loved one or the loss of a loved one or a pet, our hearts are very open. When we go in to feel the joy of Christmas, our hearts are very open. And the feelings then can get very confused, right? Because what we perceive as a negative and what we perceive as a positive both opens our heart. So I think there's some important discernment here, and I want everybody to join with me in directing all energy within the ionosphere beyond and back again to come back into pure white light, be at the zero point, and our clear direction for that light within the ionosphere is to be the positivity and joy of an open heart. again, if we can just move away from the dualities, guys, you know, and just simply claim that it's all an experience. And any and every experience we have is simply an experience for the God that we are and for the one energy to experience itself in the manipulation and working with energy. But I thought that was very interesting. I have a whole different way of looking at grief now. It shifted something really enormously in me so that I could move into more acceptance. And I have an amazing show for you. Don't miss next Thursday's show. We pre-recorded it yesterday with three women, and it's extremely powerful. I'm going to be in Spain, guys. They're taking me to Spain to celebrate the body of my acting work, which is very exciting for me. It's a beautiful honor. And so I wanted to do something special for this show next week. Also for Monday's show, I recorded a one-on-one session. I got so much response from the last one that we did that I thought that would be a really good both offerings for you for next week. Both really very empowered shows. So I invite you to join me. Also, The Dark Side, The Paradox Between Fear and Power on October 24th from 7 to 9. And what they had to say about the dark side, and it's already starting to come into a lot of the privates, and generally the response is, oh my God, oh, I see why that's part of the dark side, but I always think of the dark side as the devil or something, so I didn't quite get what the seminar was about. What the channel said about joy is our joy has been limited by the rules and regulations of how powerful we can be. And anything that limits the power of the God we are through divine love is the dark side. And it is created and allowed by us. Now, I had to go back and add through divine love, because when I said, okay, anything that limits the power of the God we are, and I thought, well, Hitler didn't limit his power. Hitler moved full tilt into his power, which, again, we called negative and bad. The one energy calls another experience. But that's the key for us, to come forth in the power of the God we are through divine love. And then you cannot, that's a true statement, yes, then you cannot misuse your power. But to be in fear that you will use your power keeps you from moving into the power that you're asking for, the power of your creation. I got an email from a beautiful woman that heard me do Jennifer McLean's show last night, going on and on and on, thanking me. I finally got it, Dee. I finally got it, you know. And then she went on to describe many of her challenges in understanding it all along the way. But I got it. And then she explained something else. But last night, I got it. And this was like five or six paragraphs. And at the end, she said, I'll look forward to talking to you again about where I'm falling out in my expansion and my ascension. So, you know, that's what I mean. We keep saying we got it. But you can't fall out of your ascension, guys. If you have that belief, then you don't got it. You're God. You're complete. You're ascended. It's done. And it's your perspective, whether to allow and accept that, that makes all the difference in your power. Well, I thought I was going to the calls. No, where am I going? To the sheets? First sheet? Okay. We're being asked to claim this together, so I'll read it and join in the intention. I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, and child and belief systems in the radiation of my light within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic hole within the hole, also known as the brain. I invoke the rays, flames, and lights and the golden light. I am whole. I am God. It is complete. It is done. So it is. Now I can go to the callers. All righty. Well, Susan's brought on a virgin caller here, I guess this is what it's about. Susan, are you there?
Yeah, but she's not quite here yet. Can you take me later?
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Sorry.
That's all right. Okay, we're going to Jackie in North Carolina. Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm quite excellent, thanks.
Good, great. I used to be Jackie in Hawaii, and now I'm Jackie in North Carolina.
Oh.
I moved in about six months ago.
Are you happy?
But I am happy, yeah.
Good.
I am, definitely. Although I miss Hawaii very much, and, you know. But I'm calling today about some discernment about my hair. My hair has been falling out excessively, and more the last few months.
It's more about discernment about stress, they're saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's been a few years now, though. I feel like I have hardly any hair left on my head.
Okay, but we're not focusing on the hair. The hair is a result of the stress.
Okay.
So let's just claim the highest thing we know and the wholeness around stress and everything you need to know about it. Claim the symbol, I am divine love, sheet, book. Give me a song, baby cakes.
I have the, I don't know if this is a song I have in my head, What Would I Do Without You?
Okay. So if you were singing that to somebody, who would it be?
I think myself.
Yep. And that's pretty much what the rest of this year, if we all can just release and let go the limitations and the definitions of our old self, you know, we're grieving the loss of our bullshit, basically.
Uh-huh.
And this move is very indicative of this for you, Jackie.
Okay.
This move, well, they're giving me the song, and we're moving on up to the west side, right?
Mm-hmm.
In some way, this move to North Carolina was a move up, although you perceived it as a move down.
Right. I'm in a different style of house and a different kind of neighborhood than I used to live in.
Okay.
So I definitely did perceive it as a kind of a step down.
Well, they're saying energetically, if you embrace it, it's a big step up. It's going to free you to do a lot of things that you want to do. But right now, you're in battle with yourself around your own power. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah, this is where we're going. So I want to know why you're in battle with your power, because you've moved into a neighborhood. Okay, so they're showing me Samson's hair. You know that story from the Bible, when they cut his hair off, he lost all his power, which is interesting because your hair is falling out.
Right.
So, ultimately, I swear to God, this is what I'm hearing. If you want your hair to grow back in, accept your power.
Okay.
It's like you have to accept your power to get your hair, and Samson lost his power when they cut his hair. So, what is it you have to do to accept your power? Is that the next question? Yes. Sheets, book, Give me another song or a movie.
I've been watching the Harry Potter movies a lot lately. So I guess Harry Potter?
Yeah, and what's Harry Potter all about?
Claiming
their
power.
They're claiming their power over the dark side.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And so what did I just say that the dark side was? Anything that keeps us from knowing the power and being the power of the God that we are through divine love.
Right.
So how are you keeping yourself from knowing that you're the God of power through divine love?
I think so. You know, I slip back into the old ways of thinking when I'm not paying attention. My father just died a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
And thank you. And that's part of the reason I moved to North Carolina, because my dad was sick. And he was very much of this kind of old energy, kind of patriarchal, you know.
Yes, I do.
You know, I don't know really how to describe it, but it's very, very, it does not resonate with me whatsoever. When he died, I felt this kind of, you know, of course, sadness, but release at the same time. Like,
and
wow, I can actually step into this now.
Okay. There's a little bit of guilt going on here, too.
Right.
Actually, this is probably a whole private session, Jackie.
Okay.
But, again, we're directing anything that's hanging out in our ionosphere that's holding us down ancestrally, genetically, you know, that old energy and that old-time religion,
yes.
We're directing that to be the pure white light, and we are claiming joy and power and expansion. Send that back to us from the ionosphere, and only that, and so it is. So that's really what it's all about, baby. Just the highest thing you can claim is, I am the power of the God that I am.
Okay.
You know, and you can even say, and I let my hair grow back in. Now,
okay.
I'm not a doctor. As we know, energetic things can, invade and start taking over your body if you haven't addressed them. So if you need, you know, to find out medically why your hair is falling out, then do that. But keep creating yourself as you do it, because it's that energy that's showing up as a physical thing in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, darling, for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, Miss Jill in California, what's up?
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Well, I am relatively new.
Yes, darling. You're okay. You're safe here.
I don't feel very safe right now. So I think the reason I did this was so that I could just share with you and put out there what came up in my journal this morning.
Sure. And it will serve everybody. You know that.
Yes.
So we're standing in non-judgment and much love for you. What happened?
Well, I realized that I've been living kind of a double life, that while I say all of the things about being one with God and all of that, that how I've been operating my life, my business in particular, is to keep it quiet and somewhat out of sight, because if he, which is really she, my mom, finds out I'm doing something I love, it's going to be taken away, I'm going to be punished, and I'm going to be given a real job, some work to do like I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. How old are you, Jill?
I'm 73.
Uh-huh. So you see how when you stand back and go, Mommy and Daddy are going to take this stuff away from me and make me do something I don't want to do, it's kind of silly, yes. Isn't it?
It is very silly. And the reason I went there is because in somebody I listened to yesterday who said when she wakes up, she says, how can I serve? And I looked at that question, and it terrified me because it meant I had to stop doing what I love. And
oh, no, 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 no. So let's stop there, and I'm going to give you some real peace about this. The highest way that we can serve is to serve ourselves first, to be true to what gives us joy and happiness and keeps us in love. Anything that we do that's less than that is not serving the one energy. So what do you think about them words? It's not what we've ever been taught.
But I have heard those words. I say those words, and they don't get in.
Well, okay, so who's in charge of letting him in?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to scream that at my brother yesterday.
Okay, so it's a choice, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
and
the only thing you're gaining is a lot of struggle and pain by not letting him in. You're here to be happy, guys. You're here to be happy and play with energy. That's all you're here for. And when you're happy, you serve the world more than if you were out feeding thousands of hungry people. Do you understand? Be happy. The world needs happy. The world needs joy. That lifts the vibrations up of all of those people who are hungry. So in whatever you're choosing to do, the most important thing is that you love and stay in joy. And then it really doesn't matter what you do. Do you understand? So again, they want us to go to the ionosphere and clear out all of these messages and energetic holdings that family, society, genetics, are holding on us from these old antiquated teachings. Okay, that's the umbrella, is any old and antiquated teaching that, you know, threatens our joy, our happiness, or leads us to believing that we can't do that or be that. We are bringing to the still point within the ionosphere. We're releasing all of that. And we are directing the white light of the ionosphere. Send back to me the empowerment that I get to choose and be joy and divine love always. That's my goal here. Bounce that back to me all the time. So it is. All right, Jill. You got it?
I got it.
Yeah, go be your own God, dude, and be happy.
Thanks.
Thank you for that call. That was good discernment. All right, we're going to Brian in North Carolina. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how to turn this off either. It's the fax machine. Ah. All right, Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good.
I was calling to say thank you. I appreciated your sharing on Monday. The story of the convention with your conversation with the bishop. And
yes, and you know, I got an email from him thanking me that I have to get back to him. Thank you. Yeah.
It reminded me that for some of the remnants I have from organized religion and thought of declaring myself God, and that's sinful, but that
yeah.
these very organizations that have perpetuated that view of spirituality have a different teaching for whatever level of initiation or participation you are. When you were conversing about the I am presence, you know, that keyed him. It was like, oh, you know about the I Am presence?
Uh-huh.
We don't teach that at catechism.
Yeah. And you know what his email said when he was thanking me was, you know, I know so much about religion, Dee, but I had forgotten my spirituality. And I had gifted him Conscious Creation, which he was reading. And he said, this just reminds me so much of my, I can't remember exactly the words he used, but my duty and my opportunity, right?
The training that he received at a different level of initiation into spirituality, he still had that challenge with the dark side, with what the other side of that was being.
Uh-huh.
He just as easily, having been trained by an organization that has been around a lot longer as a teacher for people than you have, no offense, but that even he, that being in that cloistered group of informed people, still lost his way. So,
well,
not to beat ourselves up
because,
either about sliding, because it's just, oh, catch myself. Is that the way I want to create? No. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
There's no need to ever punish myself about this, because even somebody who that's their job and they've taught a certain way and that's all their focus is, still he forgot. He lost his way.
Well, and as we know, many religions teach you to forget who you are. They tell you you can't be who you are, that you're not God, that you're not powerful. And yes, so he had forgotten the truth about who he really was, because he, as we all do, we give our power to somebody else to define us. That's why I always say to all of you, you never take my word or a psychic's word or a reader's word or a priest's word. You go into yourself and say, does this resonate with me?
Yeah.
Does this feel like a truth now that I know this? Because ultimately you are your highest answer. And anybody that tries to disempower you around that is not working with the highest information.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that, Brian. Yeah, it was a very powerful moment to be able to share that with him. And he was so open. You know, it was, again, like he was meant to be there at the end.
I'm sure he was. And I think part of that gratitude also is, and I'm grateful to you for as well, is for him, his case, remembering, and in my case, being awoken to that, wow, life can be so much more joyful and fun, and when we're holding that light, then we're not, you know, I am not in the fear, lack, and scrabbling for scraps and crumbs and wondering, you know,
yes,
how come I can't, as opposed to asking the questions and perpetuating, this is why I can, this is what I am, this
absolutely
is what I am doing.
And that,
and when you come from that joy and power, then everything else lifts to that level, and including who are surrounded by us. So
yes,
we're not given that.
Perspective change, you know?
Yeah, completely.
Yep, I know. Everybody says, where do I begin? And I said, be happy. And
yeah,
then the butts come. But I don't have the money. But I have this disease. I said, yes, and if you want to create the money and the health and the divine right relationship, you have to be happy. That will create it faster for you, because when we fall out of the joy, guys, we go down into the victim stuff, and ultimately we stop creating because we don't have enough energy to create because we're not joyful. So it's all of it works together in increasing your power any way you look at it, right?
And those around us. My wife just the other day was just thanking me. She said, you know, I don't know if you realize how appreciative I am of how much you give to me. I'm like, well, what, you know, I'm just being me. And she's like, well, you're so stabilizing and you know, I feel so much better, and you bring a different perspective to what I'm thinking about. And And it was not like I've always been that way. But she had noticed it. And I said, you know, part of the secret? And she said, what? I said, I'm giving a lot less of a shit to things. It's like, you know what? That's just, it used to be don't sweat the small stuff. And I was like, I don't get that. I got no detail. It's not don't sweat the small stuff. It's like, what do you care about? And if this is something you don't care about, then why are you giving so much energy to it? Concern is not care.
No, concern usually creates the opposite. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for all that beautiful affirmation, honey.
Thank you very much, Dee. I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you. And how great he has a wife that acknowledges that, too, right? That's beautiful. All right, Miss Anita in Ireland. How are you, baby? Hello, hello. Hi.
Hi, Dee. Hi. Great show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. Yeah, oh, great. Okay, I have two questions, and I think they might be related. First part is about, I've been feeling caught in my chest.
Okay, well, interestingly enough, that's about grief. What are you grieving about?
Nothing comes to mind at the moment.
Okay, well, let's find out. We're claiming the symbol, I Am Divine Love, Sheets, book. Give me a song.
Back Home Again.
Okay, so it's something around home. What's your second subject that you wanted to ask me about?
Oh, right. Okay, I have an apartment in Cyprus, and I stay there for about half the time. And the last time I was there, a man moved into the block, and he caused a lot of problems that I found very upsetting. He brought a gang of men around that would party and hang out in the car park, and their apartments were broken into in the block. They would party like from afternoon until for the rest of the day.
Okay, we got the picture. So put those two things together, sweetheart, and you'll have your answer. You're grieving about the loss of your home.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, the safety of your home, the sanctuary of your home. It's changed.
Oh,
the energy has shifted. And you're in fear.
I am.
And grief. And I wouldn't be surprised if you're not a little pissed off then.
Absolutely, because the worst incident for me, the most upsetting, was that this gang of men had a row with a gang of men from another block, and it was absolutely the most frightening thing I've ever witnessed. There was stones and rocks and sticks and everything used, and it was very frightening to hear. But the worst part was that they used a chainsaw.
All right, we got the picture. So let's don't get too involved in the story. Let's focus more on what the highest thing is we need to know to bring wholeness into all of this. So we're claiming the symbol, I Am Divine Love. Sheets. Book. Give me a song.
Same song again, Back Home Again.
Okay. This is the highest place we're going. All right, Anita, what they want you to know is no matter what the facade looks like, you do not have to give your power away. You hold the balance, keep your heart open, and as ridiculous as it sounds, send them love. That's the highest thing you can do right now. You keep focused on peace, communication, joy, happiness, safety, and security in the world. And you ask the universe to come in and help you create that now, right now, in this circumstance and in all circumstances in your life. So it is. Okay, now, you see, we know from the work we do that's what we need to do. It's when these big challenges come up that we forget them. And we go into fear automatically instead of just making it a natural secondhand thing to do the work around it that we know. So hold the light, hold the love, hold the joy, send it to them and ask the universe to come in and create a peaceful resolution about all this. But just remember that the home of you, which is the universe within you, is the most important home for you to continue to create. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I got it.
All right. Nothing else but wow. Well, and, you know, a lot of you know that I'm coming out of about 6 weeks of some pretty tough times emotionally in my own household. And that is the lesson that they walked me through, is just kept coming back to an open heart and coming back to love no matter what. So I know you can do this because I've just done it, Anita, okay?
Thank you.
All right, darling, much love. Oh, my goodness. And therein lies the difference between the new earth and the old earth. All right, Miss Cindy in Seattle, what's up?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Get the chance to talk to you. I feel really grateful for the awakening, and I'm interested in, you know, going further. But my question today is about my personal power in my business. I'd like to take it to another level.
Okay, first of all, you need to sit still and quit rustling whatever's going on.
Got it.
Okay, thank you. All right. First of all, I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Now, wake up and open your eyes. Now, can you tell me, is there more that you can do after you've done that?
Is there more that I can do?
Well, yeah. When you wake up in the morning, do you wake up? Or do you wake up and then you have to, you know, do a lot more waking up? Or do you just wake up?
I just wake up.
Okay. Well, I want you to know that you have awakened. There's nothing more to do except acknowledge that.
Really?
You bet. Guys,
wow.
I'm saying one more time, you're God, you've always been God, you were born as God, and as you believe, it will be delivered to you. So if your perception is, I've still got a lot of work to do, I've still got to awaken, I've still got to ascend, I'm not there yet, then that is exactly what you will create in your experience, because you are directing your energy not to be there. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, that's one thing that's affecting your business.
Interesting.
Because you've got to know that you're there and that your business is there. Now, the trick is, you're not lying to yourself when you say, in this moment right now, my business is thriving. And it's thriving because I serve people through divine love. Right now, that's the truth. Now, that is not a lie. It's not an empty affirmation. It is a direction of energy, Cindy.
Yes.
You are literally saying to energy, create this now. This is my direction. And when you do that, the whole universe can come in and support you. But the universe and God and the divine love, the force, whatever you call it, can't do a damn thing without your direction. Do you understand?
I do understand.
Okay, so what do you want for your business?
I would like to grow it financially and take it to the next level. And sometimes I think I am the obstacle.
We are always the obstacle. Okay, again, you have to know your business is already there.
It is.
And again, you're not lying to yourself. You are directing and focusing on what you want.
Yes.
Okay. There is a part of you that is not on board with the rest of Cindy that wants to expand her business. What's
okay.
up with your husband? Are you married?
Yes, and he's
okay.
my business partner.
Okay. Well, does he want to expand the business?
Yes, he does.
I'm getting a no.
Really?
Well, so let's find out. I guess we're going to the two of you. So we're going to the entity of the relationship. Why the relationship, yes, this is the highest place, why the relationship doesn't want to expand the business, which just means there's some energy there that needs to be brought into wholeness. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book. Give me a song.
Imagine.
Imagine. Okay. The relationship can't imagine the world of all possibilities where this business can expand, the relationship can expand, you can have even more time, more joy, more love. The relationship, and it's interesting, it's not you and it's not him, but it's the entity of the relationship. And they're saying they can tell you where this started. Am I going to years? Okay, more than 10? Okay, nine years ago. Can you sort of pull up what happened 8, 9, 10 years ago around your business?
Oh, boy.
Did you try to expand it before?
Yes.
And what happened?
It was a very slow expansion. Much to my surprise.
Okay, so you got to let go of that energy. You've got to let go of that experience because the relationship is going, oh, my God, we can't go through that one again together.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the beauty of that, Cindy, is that you know now what you don't want because of that experience.
Yes.
And the beauty is because you know what you don't want, you absolutely know what you do want.
Very clear.
Okay. So you guys sit down and go, okay, this is what went down 9 years ago, and this is what we don't want to repeat. And then next to it, you write the highest positive thing that you do want to repeat, and you claim that and you direct that and you give it over. You understand?
Okay. I do understand.
That's the highest thing, baby. And that was a great walkthrough for everybody. Thank you for that.
Thank you for your clarity.
Thank you, baby. All right. Susan, is Gloria there with you?
No, she's not. I don't think we're going to get to her today.
Well, okay, but let's look at this, okay?
All right. Yeah,
because I think there's a valuable gift here for everybody. When I say we're going to her not showing up, I get a no. We're going to your expectation that she will show up and your possible judgment around her not showing up.
Haven't thought of that.
Yeah, well, I think we all do that. I mean, we do that with money. So we do that with, well, if I take this, I'll get well, right? So
yeah.
Let's look at, because there is a real blessing and a guidance here for all of us about expectation and disappointment. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book. Give me a song, baby.
All I get is get out of your way.
Okay. I think that's pretty much the statement that the channel wants to make, is get out of your own way and be the God you are and let them be the God they are. So, Susan, there's a fear, and this is a very prevalent fear for you, and this is what we experience together. when I was in Canada.
Right.
There's a fear that people, and the highest words are, will not show up for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand.
And guys, we all own that fear. So for all of our energy in the ionosphere, beyond and back again, we are taking, we are accepting the fact that we have this belief that other people will not show up for us, will not come through for us, will not follow through for us, whatever the any and all addendums are. And we are directing that energy, now that we have accepted it, to be pure white light down to the zero point, and our direction now is to replace that energy and direct it with the belief and the acceptance that all energy shows up for me, follows through for me, comes through for me all the time, right now. And so it is. And that's the gift that came from somebody not showing up for whatever reason she had. And that's what I want to encourage you, when these little things happen in your life, there is a gift. You know, I always say, if there's shit, there's a pony. Look for the pony. Look for the belief that you get to replace. Be the god of power that you are. Wow, Susan, I'm sure you had no idea that this was going to be this big, but this was a huge one for all of us. So thank you, honey.
Thank you. And there was one question that I had, but actually not a question, but a feeling that I had about me limiting myself.
Well, I think
we just
got to a big part of it. You limit yourself. We limit ourselves by not allowing all energy to come forward for us because we don't believe it will.
I felt that I was limiting myself by specifically saying this is how it's going to happen and not letting anything else
That's
in.
The second part of it, yeah.
Okay, got
so
it.
So this is going to happen this way, and therefore I close off the world of all possibilities, and on top of that, I don't believe that the energy is going to show up for me anyway, so it's a double whammy. You got it?
I absolutely totally got that.
Yeah.
Thank
so we're claiming the symbol, and I am divine love around all of that, and moving into our empowerment of letting go and trusting the universe, which is us. Thanks, baby.
Oh, thank you, Dee.
Oh, my goodness. That was a big one, guys. Okay, Lee in Nebraska, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
how
baby.
How are you today?
Good.
I loved Monday's show, the part about the bishop and then the artist with the storm and painting the rain. It was so amazing to me.
Wasn't it? It was a great, great show.
Yeah, just, you know, I really felt so excited about you speaking your truth to the bishop. I thought that's a perfect example of really walking the talk and not just, you know, in fear of how somebody's going to respond to you when you really put it out there. So I really thought
yes,
that was great.
You know, I said to him at the end, I said, I hope that I haven't crossed over a line and offended you. And he looked at me and he said, Dee, if you did, you did it with so much love that I didn't experience it that way. And that's what I want you to hear. That's why we had to go back and add through divine love. Because when you speak your truth with love, guys, what they get is love.
Wow. That is great.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing to come together
yeah,
like
so,
that.
So empowering for all of us. Really great.
Thank you.
Well, my question today is regarding food. And food, and specifically with my daughter. She's 8, and I've been told a few times that she needs to be on a special diet, but I feel like that's going about the problem the hard way, and so I'm kind of resistant to really going to such a restrictive way to help her get
healthier. That's really not what it's about. And these are the words, Lee, that I'm being given way down deep subconsciously in you is I don't want to define my daughter that way because that defines me that way. Does that resonate at all with you?
Yeah.
Don't label my kid this.
Yeah.
Because then I'm labeled the mother of the kid of this.
Wow.
So it's concern for her, but it's also, and I totally get this. Any parent who has a kid that's ever acted out at school, you know, and I know this is an entirely different principle that we're talking about, but anybody who's had a kid that's acted out in school or even a mate that's embarrassed them in public, we're going,
yeah.
Oh, my God, you just defined me. You just affected
yeah.
me.
Wow, that's really big all across the board for me, I think.
Okay, good. So you are resonating with it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you just spoke up about the bishop and how beautiful it was that I walked my talk and didn't worry about what he was going to think of me.
Yeah. I see how that balances there.
Yeah.
That
so
matches
you see
that.
How your attention was brought to the very thing you wanted to heal in you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. So I guess then...
So let's balance that first, and then they want to give you some information about your daughter.
Okay.
So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I know, choose, direct, and commit to the fact that I am the God that creates me. Nobody else creates me. Nobody else defines me. I create me. I define me, and I do it from the God of love that I am. So it is. Okay, now, I need you to speak a few minutes. Gosh, I don't even know what time it is. Okay, I've got a few. I need you to speak a few minutes, please, about what's going on with her.
Well, She tends to avoid wheat and kind of crave dairy, and I don't know whether I need to try to... I've been contemplating doing a special diet for her to see if that will help
okay,
her
is she
be...
having health problems? No.
Well, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's more so just eating issues. It's, you know, she hardly eats anything. You know, she's very resistant to trying new foods and limits herself
okay.
in what
so,
she eats.
That's what we're going to the words resistant to trying new foods. Have no idea what this is about, but the channel will tell us. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets. Give me a movie.
Pardon me?
Give me the name of a movie, any movie that falls in.
Oh, The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Well, interestingly enough, that's the high thing. This is all an expression of her not understanding that she is the power of her.
Really?
And this is one way, you see, that she has some kind of control so she can experience her power.
Wow.
Highest, most correct, most complete. Yes. Okay, so for any and all, hold on, I'm waiting for the words. Actions taken that are not toward the self, actions taken toward the self that are not harmonious with divine love. We claim the symbol, I am divine love, the masculine, feminine, and child statement. So the wholeness is claimed around all of this. Okay, so what they're saying is the more you can present food and different foods as a choice, the choice is very important to her because that's what gives her power. So give her choices in as many places in her life as you can.
Wow. So not just the food.
Just allow her to exercise her power of choice in as many safe ways as you can. How old is she?
She's 8.
Okay, like picking her clothes. You know,
yeah.
What she's going to wear. Who's going to come over for a play date. You stay out of as many of her choices as you can while you still guide her.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
I swear to God, that's the highest thing that
that's,
I'm getting energetically.
Because my feeling was the diet was not going to be the answer, and I felt like it was going to be too restrictive for her.
Well, and restrictive is not what she needs. More choice is what she needs.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing when the truth comes through and you go, holy hell, I would never thought of it that way, right?
Yeah.
Thankfully, thank you.
Not at all. Thanks, Dee. Love you.
Well, oh, my gosh. Dan, I was almost to you, baby, but I didn't quite get there, and we're running out of time. So, all right, Dan, you got to do it really fast, really, really fast. What's up, dude?
Hey,
Dan.
How you doing?
Yeah, talk fast.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I was just calling to check back in with you. I'll just get you next time. It's cool.
No, tell me. Just tell me quickly because they're telling me we need it.
Okay, nightmares.
Good.
Been having weird nightmares.
Okay. Hold on because I don't want to rush here. The highest thing is that you need to accept you. You need to accept the God of you. You need to accept that you're there. You need to accept your power. You're in fear of it. And so when you go to sleep, you're creating all these. Are they powerful dreams?
They're just weird dreams. They're dreams that I haven't had before. They're not reoccurring dreams. They're all new.
Yeah, but what's
night
the
terror
theme?
Dreams.
There's a theme that goes through them.
I don't know. I'm usually scared, and they're violent.
Okay, tell me one dream really quickly.
Last night it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Okay,
was
tell it to me quick.
I was sword fighting guerrilla commandos through an apartment complex. I can't explain that.
Okay, that's about power. And
yeah.
the channel is saying, please, when you get off, look at all your dreams and see if they're not about power.
Okay.
So in a dream, everything's you. So
okay.
You're fighting
right.
You in the home of
right.
You. Okay?
That's true.
So we're
yeah,
claiming the symbol,
true.
I am divine love, around all of this. Quit fighting yourself, darling. Embrace all of those parts of you that want to come into the creation of you. And that's the highest thing. Okay, that's why we needed to get there, and we're claiming that for the show. Beautiful. Thank you, Dan. All right, guys, please join me on the 24th for the dark side. As you see, it goes way beyond anything that is called the devil. The dark side is everything that we get to heal to move into our empowerment. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. I'll send you love from Spain, and I will see you in 2 weeks live, but make sure you tune in because we've got some awesome shows for you. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.